This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of this edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
We're giving you an update on Greece. It's been many months since we've talked about what is going on in Greece. And the last time we talked about it, they were facing austerity measures as being mandated by their creditors because the Greek government wants to get more loans from the same people who they've basically defaulted on their loans from in the past, the European Union members. And in order to get those loans, they've had to sit down at the table and negotiate certain things that they'll have to do.
And their credit stinks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, I don't know what the status is as far as whether or not people can withdraw money from bank accounts. I know the last time we talked about them, there were some pretty severe restrictions. You could only go to an ATM and get $60 worth of euros.
That can't still be going on, could it?
Presumably, it should probably isn't, but I don't know. I haven't been following it.
I haven't heard the big story that's like, people in Greece can now withdraw from their bank accounts.
Well, just because we haven't heard the story doesn't mean that
it didn't occur.
There's probably been a bunch of stories about Greece between now and the last time we talked about it, and we just haven't seen them.
NPR was as lousy with these stories as we were at one point, too. And
lousy meaning they reported on a lot of things?
There were lots of them.
Okay.
Lousy referring to like lice. Populous.
So here's some of the plans. Here's what they're planning on doing. They've got new measures that will be adding taxes to everything from beer and coffee to gasoline and monthly internet charges. Sales taxes will increase across the board.
These people don't pay taxes on their beer, their coffee, their gasoline, and their internet? Because we certainly do.
Well, it says taxes will be added, so that could mean there already are taxes and they will be adding new taxes. These are new austerity taxes.
I was supposed to feel bad for the Greeks here in some way.
The sales taxes will increase across the board and so on and so forth. The measures pave the way for Eurozone finance ministers to approve the release of a new batch of bailout loans when they meet in Brussels on Tuesday. Creditors will then address the next vital issue for Greece, which is how to lighten the burden of repaying its mountain of bailout loans. Greece has relied on financial aid from other Eurozone countries and the International Monetary Fund since 2010, but harsh cost-cutting reforms demanded in return sent the economy into shock, and about a quarter of the workforce still remains jobless. That has weakened its ability to repay the loans.
And let's not forget that it's the, you know, they're politicians really that made this bed for the Greek people. Now I'm sure, just
with
like
the support of many of the Greek people.
Yeah, just like any group of people anywhere. They're when asked, hey, do you want a bunch of free stuff that you're not particularly responsible for paying back? Do you want that? The answer is generally yes. And I don't think the Greeks were, you know, were without blame in that particular area. But, you know, hey, that's I don't think they this is the reason that democracy stinks, ladies and gentlemen. This is the reason that a representative republic is a bad idea.
Why
would you elect a politician, in most cases a lawyer, but anybody to handle the economy that wasn't an economist? Now, I'm not entirely sure.
I don't want anyone to tell the economy what to do.
I got you. But it seems to me that before you extol the virtues of the government and its ability to handle the economy, you probably should try, I don't know, having economists in the governmental positions.
Yeah, but they don't even agree. Economists
don't. They don't.
So what you don't want to do is just have people with power over others. It doesn't matter whether they're economists or lawyers or
whatever.
I can
tell you that I saw a debate. You weren't there for this one. This was between Paul Krugman. Are you familiar with the name?
He's a New York Times guy.
And he's a kind of the go-to liberal economist behind
Keynesian, right?
Yeah. He's the standard bearer of Keynesian economics.
He doesn't like Bitcoin.
Paul Reich, I think, is the other one that is out there. Of course he doesn't, because it takes the power of the printing press away from the government.
Right.
when it comes to money. Debate Steve Moore, who's a Heritage Foundation kind of conservative guy, on economics. Now, I'm not saying I'm a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. I will say, however, when I'm comparing liberals and conservatives, that I would say conservatives appear to be more financially literate from what I can tell.
Okay.
I heard Krugman, I mean, when having the screws put to them, these economists tend to back off some of their liberal politics because they understand how economics work. When you talk to, I don't know, people like Bernie Sanders, for instance, he doesn't have any of that old economics baggage, so he just keeps on charging forward with the will of the people.
Right.
Well, the will of the people,
steal
frankly,
from the rich, give to the poor.
The people are a bunch of small group primates who don't have any business voting on anything because the only thing they know about is the thing that they know about. You know, like the few pieces of facts that they have. Maybe they're really up on the Kardashians or the sports team of their choice. Maybe they can do plumbing or truck driving or radio talk show host or pig farmer. I don't know what it is they can do, but they are completely and wholly unqualified to make financial decisions. And that probably, if we're going to try this whole large nation state thing, the economic decisions should probably be made by economists and not by the people or by lawyers. That's what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying. So you're qualifying it saying if you're going to have a nation state.
Well, that's what everybody seems to want.
Nope, not me. Normally sober Financial Daily Naftim Poriki said taxpayers had paid a heavy price for the continued bailout support, leading Monday with a headline, quote, painful measures, stale promises, unquote. The creditors' demands that Greece commit to years of high budget surpluses left Tsipras' government with little choice but to hike taxes.
Yeah, what can you do? I mean, I don't know. Obviously, that is a system that will work.
Well, they could cut government, but that's not going
to... That's what they need. That's what they have to do, and they don't understand how to do it. And it's not easy. It really isn't easy.
No, especially not when you've got government unions who will sue you for cutting their jobs. Pharmacists, vets, dentists, and physical therapists all joined lawyers in street protests earlier this year as the extent of the austerity measures became clear. The Engineers Association,
this is going to be terrible.
The Engineers Association, whose members include Tsipras and several government officials, printed a wanted-style poster with a picture of all the engineer graduates in Parliament who supported the austerity measures under a banner that read, quote, so that we remember them, unquote.
And they've got engineers in their Parliament. How many of those are in the United States House of Representatives?
Ironically, the lawyer strike has added pressure on the government to seek a quick way to raise revenue as tax cases challenged in court have been held up. Ordinary Greeks have suffered, too. Former municipal worker Christian Barbopoulos was part of was part of a classic action.
When I see a Greek name here in the United States, what I hear is a hard-working individual who's going to take care of their family. I realize that this is...
There's got to be some Greek bums out there.
Ethnocentrism. Yeah. I'm clear on that. But that's what I hear in the United States. However, when I hear Greece as a nation, I hear a bunch of bums. Mm. So the conclusion I have come to is...
Good ones make it out.
That the hard-working Greeks have left one of the most beautiful places on the planet in order to go make a living for themselves and their family.
Ordinary Greeks have suffered. Former municipal worker Christian Barbopoulos was part of a class action contract dispute with the city authority in Athens after being laid off in 2009. Due to repeated court delays and now the strike this year, her next court date has been moved to September of 2017. She spent 2 years out of work before finding a low-paid job as a security guard. The 49-year-old Barbopoulos said, quote, you're asked to work nights and weekends, and you have to agree. It's the same for most people.
You're asked to work nights and weekends.
It's a hard life. The savings have gone, and everything in our lives is on hold. So there's the latest from the Associated Press on the economic measures that will be in basically taxes. They're going to be increasing taxes on pretty much everything, as though that's going to make things better or fix the problems with the Greek government.
I don't want anything bad for Christian Barbopoulo, and I don't know anything about Christian Barbopoulo, but that one particular quote that they included just makes me lose it as far as sympathy. Mm. Oh, dear, you have to work on nights and weekends.
Well, she's used to being a government worker.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it comes down to, this entitlement mentality that, I mean, this is the story. This is a portrayal of the Greek people. I don't, obviously it's not true of every one of them that's there in Greece, but it certainly seems like there's a bunch of entitled government sucking babies over there.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, more international headlines of interest. Of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. North Korea proposing a dialogue to avoid war, but the South rejects it. We can talk about that. Also, more madness from Venezuela. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Let's go to John. He's in Nevada calling us on Skype. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I heard you guys talking about how military adventures around the world since World War II, at least, have not actually been protecting America from anything. And because of that, there's a thing that I call super citizen worship, where people give undue adulation to soldiers, which probably applies to Chris Kyle and many others. But you see,
police officers, firefighters.
Yep, absolutely.
I've used that term in the past too, and I think that I don't know if it's the hardest hitting term out there, but I think that it describes it in some significance. Is that basically there's these groups of people that you're not allowed to say are that they can do any wrong. Individuals of them obviously can, but as a group, these people are good, just, right, honest, and virtuous.
They're heroes by default.
Yeah.
Heroes by default, yes. I was disappointed to see this kind of hero worship at the last libertarian debate I watched. It was on Glenn Beck over the weekend, where they showed Austin Peterson, Gary Johnson, and McAfee having a debate. And it was very interesting that when they first discussed the military, and they were all on the same page that the U.S. has just been chronically involved in terrible military adventures, and we need to get away from that. But then the subject of veterans came up, where it had to do with the VA. Supposedly they've been getting bad treatment from the Veterans Administration, and suddenly all three candidates became super citizen worshipers, and they were all saying, "Oh yeah, no, our soldiers need to be at the front of the line, like when it comes to benefits." And so it's depressing to see this even from libertarians, because frankly, maybe someone would deserve some compensation if they were actually protecting Americans from terrible dangers, but I think we all agree that they're not actually doing that. So
I agree.
What do they deserve it for?
Well, they worked for the government, and the government made a promise to them regarding payouts. And I feel like that those promises should be honored by the government. The government has assets. And those assets are numerous, huge amounts of assets. And if they wanted to pay off the debts that they have, they could certainly do that, up to and including, taking care of their veterans. The problem is that what we know is that, A, the government's going to create more veterans and more disabled veterans, and largely those veterans are going to be created over nothing or very little as far as we, the individual people, go. We are not any better off because of the invasion of Afghanistan. Individually, we're not any better off individually because of the invasion of Iraq, Vietnam, and a variety of these other places where men's and women's minds and bodies have been broken and destroyed. Obviously, the government and the corporations that sponsor it, they're better off. So I think that's, I guess I might be with those guys a little bit, John.
You're a super citizen worshiper?
No, I'm not.
Well, I don't think those types of deals with the government are legitimate. For instance, if you're elected to the House of Representatives and go there for 2 years, you get a pension for the rest of your life.
I thought it was 10. Now, I thought you had to be in for 10 years to get the pension.
Okay, well, maybe it's 10 or whatever.
Yep.
But is that off the table? Is that just written in stone, can never be touched because that was the deal that was made? When they knew all along that this was going to be paid in stolen money. And even with regard to, these soldiers today, even the libertarians know that the things they're saying should be provided for the veterans are going to be provided out of stolen money. They're not offering any other plan, although you just did. But
I got a plan.
They know it's going to be paid out of stolen
money. I got the Harry Brown plan. I didn't make it up.
Sure, that's fine. That's fine, but that's not their plan to pay off these guys. They plan to pay them out of taxes.
I think you're probably right.
So you're saying you're disappointed that of the Libertarian presidential candidates who were at this particular debate, which was, I believe, the Nevada LP debate that was hosted by Penn Jillette, is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one, yes.
Yeah, so that you're bothered that these people are basically they're pandering to the veterans. They're pandering to the people who support the veterans because it's a politically unpopular position to be critical, certainly be critical of the military that's politically unpopular, but it's even more politically unpopular to be critical of the poor, abused veterans who are constantly being screwed over by the government who promises them one thing and then reneges constantly on those promises. So you're upset that they're pandering.
That's exactly right.
Unless, of course, they're not pandering and they actually do support the veterans and they're honestly giving their, you know, their true position.
They're giving the same kind of knee-jerk support you see from any other politician, and that's what disappointed me.
Well, I suspect Daryl W. Perry would give a different answer had he been given the opportunity to be on that stage. He was in attendance at the event because his supporters – actually, this is, by the way, our co-host for listeners that might be tuning in for the first time tonight. DarylWPerry.com is his website. He's running for the Libertarian Party's nomination, which should be granted to someone this weekend at the Florida convention happening in Orlando.
It should be an interesting and contentious Libertarian convention.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's a shame he wasn't invited to that debate because he is the true Libertarian voice in that particular race, and I bet you he would have given you an answer you appreciated.
I'm pretty sure Daryl is the best presidential candidate in the history of the United States. That's very possible.
He doesn't have a rubber boot on his head, and he doesn't promise everyone a free pony.
Yeah, I wonder if Vermin's going to show up this weekend. I think there's still a question mark as to whether or not he's actually going to be at the... Because he's running as a Libertarian.
Is he?
Vermin Supreme, who did run in the Democratic primary this year, as he did 4 years ago.
Switch parties to the Libertarians.
Has now joined the Libertarians and is running and attempting to seal the Libertarian Party nomination. And I don't think he's going to get it, likely, but it sure as hell would be entertaining to have Vermin Supreme in a Libertarian Party debate, just because that man just is entertainment. He is pure.
He's very funny.
The embodiment of hilarity. John, was there more you wanted to comment on? Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's pretty much it. I guess if you're looking for comedy, McAfee is trying to fill the Vermin Supreme niche. So
yeah, it seems like it. John, do you have a preference besides, my preference is Daryl W. Perry, as is Ian, and from what I can tell, as is yours. Do you have a secondary hope behind?
As is me? No, not really. Yeah. I didn't actually mind that much when they ran Gary Johnson the first time around.
Me either.
But now that he said that William Weld is going to be his running mate this time around,
the Libertarian Party picks that. The Libertarian Party picks who
the running mate is. Johnson gets to say who his running mate
say.
Is, but the party decides
the
who
party decides.
The vice
but
president.
That has soured me on Johnson, and I don't really take McAfee very seriously, and Austin Peterson I just think is a bad person.
Is it the AK-47s or the Belizean hookers in his campaign pictures that bother you the most?
Look, they don't bother me. It's fine as a person, but I don't take them seriously.
I support those things. Thank you for the call tonight.
About lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Though, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us, the toll-free number, right here for you, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you know some super citizen worshipers, and you want to relay your story of trying to talk to them. I imagine it can be like talking to a brick wall. 855-450-3733. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans like you to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Call them at 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun. Josh is on the line calling from, I don't know where MF is. Where's MF, Josh?
No, I'm in Butte, Montana.
Montana, MT. Oh, I couldn't read the T. The T looked like an F. I apologize about that. So welcome, Josh.
Let me talk to you about glasses, buddy.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. So I just wanted to address the comment made about the military and how there's kind of a hero worship going on there. And so let's see. He was critical of the hero worship going on. When people sign up for the military, it's I think they're worthy of respect. And that, even being given the title hero because of what they do. And
you think, hold on, just to clarify, you think someone should be called a hero simply because they've joined the military?
Exactly. And
that sort of destroys the word hero, though, doesn't it? I mean, a hero is someone who does something that is risky and dangerous and in extraordinary circumstances, putting themselves at risk of peril to rescue someone or something of value. Isn't that typically heroism?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in this case, they are allowing themselves the risk of being sent to action. Now, whether or not we as libertarians agree with those actions is not part of what they do to define them as heroes. I mean, it would be awesome if we were in a country that, we agreed with every decision that was made and every action that was taken, and we could point at it and say, man, 100%, that is that, I'm behind that.
Okay, so let's parse this out. Now that you've said you're a libertarian, so I have to come at this from a different angle. I would have a whole different conversation for somebody who's just calling in and saying, our boys in green are heroes. What you're saying is that they've signed a check, and that check could cost them their lives, but they're willing to give it to the government, and people define that as heroism, so therefore we're going to call it heroism. Let me ask you this. People, we'll go to the ends here. We'll take this to the absolute absurd angle just so that people can see it. Is the people who signed up for the SS signed a check, right? I mean, they told the German military, the German people, that we will fight and die for you and for the Fatherland and for Lebensraum and Rumspringer and all that other stuff. All those things. Are they heroes?
So, in some maybe dark, twisted definition of the word, I would say, by default, anybody who offers up their life to their government has an aspect of that. Maybe not that in the strictest moral definition.
How do you draw the line between hero and buffoon? I mean, because ultimately, what you just said was these people are offering up their lives to governments. And whether it's the government of the Nazi Germany or the government of the United States, which, by the way, has been responsible for killing hundreds of thousands of innocent people in just recent years, how is that heroism at all to make yourself into a pawn of politicians?
So I don't think it's a clear-cut black-and-white issue. I think that it's part of the rights and responsibilities spectrum of being part of a nation. So as a citizen of America, as somebody who is born in America, and I've benefited from our history and the Constitution and everything that has built us into the nation that we are, I've benefited from that. I have these rights. But I also have the responsibility to make that into a moral nation. So we're definitely not there. And I completely agree that our military for the last 50 years has not been used in a way that you can point out and say, okay, that's protecting America. That might be protecting American interests, but it's not that.
So like burning down villages in Vietnam, for instance, killing innocent people.
Exactly. So
let me ask you about Muhammad Ali. He's got a pretty famous case, right? Like he said, ain't no Viet Cong ever done nothing to me. The only enemy I got is the enemy here. And right. I'm paraphrasing here, but the way he interpreted his gift of birth here in the United States was that he was born into a place where he was a second-class citizen, and that if you know, sort of read the Afrocentric writing, that essentially blacks did everything to create the nation, got no credit for it, and but, you know, regardless, he believed some of that stuff. Was he a hero for refusing to fight for the military, or was he a, I don't know, anti-patriot, whatever the opposite of a hero is, coward? Coward. Was Muhammad Ali a coward for refusing to fight?
So, let's see, given his mentality and where he was at philosophically and so forth, he's definitely a hero. And everybody can look at that and say, okay, that's a man who stood up for what he believed in.
Principle,
and
okay.
Yeah, so with his principles, he's definitely a hero.
But so you're defining a hero as a brave person. This is what your definition. You're saying somebody who's willing to give their life for what they believe in, that makes them a hero. And
well, definition one of a hero, right, according to the dictionary, is a man of distinguished courage or ability, admired for his brave deeds and noble qualities. So
exactly, and I don't think that the responsibility of determining whether or not somebody is a hero when they join the military, I think that just kind of happens by default because of the nature of the transaction. You know, they signed.
But aren't you sort of washing out the word hero by doing that? I mean,
I don't think. I think he's fine. He's got a definition of the word hero. I've got a different question. I think it's much more important. So if I send you into a perilous situation to kill for me, you are heroic for doing so, or a buffoon, as Ian had defined you previously? Can you be both? A heroic buffoon.
I think you can, probably.
I think you can be. Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's a matter of, you know, principles, having that moral courage to stand up for what you believe in. And I think that... you know, people joining the military kind of get that by default. But
so basically, everyone in the military
doesn't lie.
Everyone.
I think it does. I don't think you can wash away the responsibilities of the person who does the action simply because they were ordered by someone else to do it. You can't hold the politicians responsible on one hand and hold the military, the individual who signs up, the 18-year-old pimply-faced kid who simply wants to go to college, you can't hold him blameless on the other. That's tough.
I think that the ultimate responsibility lies with the citizenry. I think that lies with the people of the nation. So,
but they have no responsibility. They voted for all this bull crap for 230 years, and nobody's ever been held responsible for once.
Hang on, Josh. If you got more to say, I think it's an interesting discussion. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. So basically saying everyone everywhere in the world who's ever joined the military in any country is a hero, just because they were willing to possibly die for some politicians. I think you're losing the meaning to the term there. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential essential amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you join us now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate what we're doing here on the radio waves 7 nights a week live, then you can join the show as an amplifier. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for just $5 a month via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and get signed up and learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and the amp-only Facebook group. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and please get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you do that, so thank you in advance. amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Josh on the line in Montana. He says that anyone who joins the military, any military, including the Nazis, was a hero. And I just
did call it twisted.
I feel like, well, that's just from his perspective. But I feel like it's sort of watering down the definition of a hero. I mean, shouldn't a hero be someone who actually performs an amazing, brave, heroic act? If somebody joins the military and they get assigned to being a dishwasher somewhere in the United States, yeah, that's not exactly a heroic thing
they
to do.
They say every member of the Army is a soldier. And by the way, they don't do that stuff anymore. The Army can't feed itself.
What?
Right.
They don't
right.
do dishes?
Yeah, they contract all that out.
They contract all that
but
out.
Okay. So, it let's see. I don't think that obviously, soldiers of Nazi Germany necessarily performed heroic acts or anything like that. I don't think that you can
I bet
point
you they
at
did.
Nazis and say those are heroes.
Well, of course. Of course they performed heroic acts. I mean, in the battles that they were in, there were likely Nazi soldiers who were saving the lives of other Nazi soldiers, and that would have been heroism in those cases.
Right. But I'm talking about in context, after the fact, knowing what we do now about, okay, they're slaughtering the Jews.
But they didn't know that.
In many cases, they didn't know.
Right. So given the best information that they had at the time and their personal principles, then I would say, okay, you're going to have heroes there. But
yeah.
I think it's not, it's not right to diminish the sacrifice or potential sacrifice that they're making by joining the military, becoming a soldier. That kind of imparts heroism by default. Now, what they do after the fact in that, in the middle of a war or some military action that they've been ordered to go to, you're going to have a different stage of heroism, if you will, where they can make those personal choices to, okay, this is morally wrong, I'm not going to commit that atrocity or so forth. But I think with the American military now, of course, you don't want to get into default hero worship. Every case should be judged on its own merit. But
I think most people are totally into the default hero worship. So, again, I have to take this to extremes to the point that I've even made you say that Nazis are heroes, which is pretty extreme. I got another one for you. Have you ever seen the Bourne movies with Matt Damon? Yeah, they're awesome, right? They're great movies. In one of them, and I think it's The Ultimatum, he's ordered to shoot a man with a hood over his head that's kind of whimpering in the corner. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah. And he's like, well, what'd he do? And the guy's like, what difference does it make what he did? Do you want me to lie to you and tell you some story? What difference, you know, like basically he's like, what difference? It's not your job to decide what he did. It's your job to walk over there and shoot him. You are a paid killer, basically is what he says to him. And to some extent, that's what's asked of the military. This is it's an analogy, a very simplified analogy, because when you're told as a, gunnery sergeant or whatever to have your team fire on that particular hill on that particular point, you have no idea what's over there. When you're told to drop those bombs out of that airplane, you have no idea. When you're told to drop the bombs from the drone, you're killing kids. You know you are. You've seen the video. So, I guess, do those people...
You have to trust that your higher-ups are, you know, that it's a terrorist cell and that it's not a school.
What if you run out of trust? Do you think that the people... Yeah. Like, there's a guy who has PTSD. He claims to have PTSD as a drone pilot. Is he a hero?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he never had his life on the line. He worked out in New Mexico.
You know, and you would have to judge each case on it.
Well, Josh already said that he's a hero because he joined the military. That anyone who joins the military is a hero.
Right, and that imparts a level of heroism because they are signing up for something that it could very well end up with their lives on the line.
So now, is everyone who... Okay, you know, right. If it's just the taking of a risk that could involve your life being extinguished... Then doesn't that mean that everyone who walks out of their house in a dangerous city is a hero?
So, again, it's not a black or white. That would obviously be on the very, very, very far end of the spectrum where, okay, you know, everybody's getting behind the wheel of a car is putting their life
That's a really dangerous thing to do. An even better example.
Right.
So this is the Josh the participation award. Everybody's a hero.
Hey Josh, thanks for the call. I appreciate the discussion, man. Toll free number here. Tonight.
It was nice of him to give us this opportunity, you know, because I think that he's, you know, he's trying to portray.
There's an American belief out there, that's like this.
No, this is a worldwide belief. I don't think that's American.
Is it?
I think so, sure.
Are people in other countries as worshipful towards the members of their military?
Some certainly are. You don't think they have those big parades for nothing, do you?
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm not saying that everyone in the. I would not go so far as to say that every country in the world has.
I'd say that it's around the world, an issue of around the world, not certainly everybody.
Like for instance, if a military in a country, let's say an African nation or something like that, is oppressing its own people, the people in that country may not see them as
you know what's dangerous? What's dangerous is going out in a public place and saying something that would be anti-military.
In the United States, it sure is.
You could really seriously get seriously injured.
So that would be heroic.
A lot more dangerous than signing up for the military.
Right, so then that's heroic if you say something that's anti-military in front
of a bunch
of bikers.
I think Josh would agree with that, that his definition is essentially putting yourself on the line. I think that to some extent we've shown that anybody who takes some level of risk, like, I don't know, people who go out, truck drivers who get out and drive trucks on very dangerous roads. Roads are dangerous places to deliver your stuff on a daily basis. Those people are heroes, you know, that kind of thing.
So somebody who's a hero of mine is John Cannell, and he sadly died before his time, in my opinion, earlier this year in a fire at his church, the Peaceful Assembly Church in Grafton, New Hampshire. The story is up right now over at freekeen.com, and there's a surprising development. It's not that there's any news about his death. The fire marshal has yet to reveal the details on the investigation as far as, you know, where the fire started, how it started, things like that, in the church. Church is still standing. The board of directors that remains there is going to be fixing the church up. And for years they had been putting in tax exemption requests with the town of Grafton and had been denied and denied and denied for several years, at least since 2011, and if not 2010. So this has been going on for more than half a decade.
Okay.
The town had denied it. Now, we're talking about an actual church building with a steeple on it.
Right. This is a historic church in town.
A building that had previously had a tax exemption, and then when it fell into disuse, the town put it back on the tax rolls. John Cannell purchased the church later on and then attempted to get the tax exemption and was denied. He ended up dying just days before the town had scheduled to steal this particular property. Now, word is the board of directors was planning on paying the tax, the $13,000 in taxes that were due on the property before the town was going to steal it. But the fact remains, the town had slated the stealing date for this church. They were going to confiscate it if the church didn't cough up the cash. Now, all of a sudden, they've come to a new deal. Now that the church has burned, now that the pastor has died in the fire, now, all of a sudden, it's okay. Now they're going to grant the tax exemption. Now, according to the Valley News, they are deciding that the Peaceful Assembly Church is a regularly recognized and constituted religious creed and sect, which is what's required to be acknowledged as a tax-exempt church in the state of New Hampshire.
They've got their martyr now. They've got their prophet.
It seems like that's what it took. Because, really, would they have done it had the church simply burned on its own without the death? I don't know. But the story's there, and you can
read more
about it.
Well, the church is far less valuable as a piece of property to the town than it was previously. Now it has been, you know, severe smoke damage, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. The church did have to agree to repair the church, to repair the building by a certain time frame. But otherwise, they got their tax exemption. So congratulations to the Peaceful Assembly Church. It's a huge victory for the Liberty Churches up here in New Hampshire. And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.